I know as I move around town, whether on my bicycle or in my car, I go past these theaters, Interplayers, Stage Left, and I look, and I look longingly, and they're dark, and they have the posters of what would have happened last spring and all those things going on. Nevertheless, there are attempts, and there are successful attempts to get things going, including most recently having opened last night at Stage Left Theater, a play called An Iliad, directed by Susan Hardy, who, with any luck, is right here. Hello, Susan Hardy.
Hi, Vern Windham. Nice to talk to you.
Great to have you here. And let's launch into all the issues about this. We'll talk about how you present it over Zoom and on all of these different ways. But let's start right in on what the play An Iliad is.
An Iliad is a one-person show, in this case a one-man show, and it is a retelling of Homer's Iliad, which some of our listeners might be familiar with, but it's the tale of the Trojan War, told by the great ancient Greek poet Homer. And this is a modern-day retelling of the story. Our guide through this, excuse me, is a character we call the poet, played by Robert Tombari here in Spokane. And the poet is, he's a traveler from an ancient world destined to retell the story of the Trojan War throughout time and space to anyone who will listen. Until such time, we no longer have war. So it's a cautionary tale. The wonderful thing about this script is that it brings the issue of war home to us in a very contemporary and meaningful way. So rather than simply being a recanting of the original poem, this is a contemporary outlook on war through the ages and what that means to us now, both in terms of our worldview and brings it home in a very individualistic way as well. It's just a beautiful script.
As you say, he moves through time. Describe a little more exactly how the play uses time, as in recounting precise moments in history or what?
Well, it takes place in the modern day. So our poet actually meets with us in the modern theater, the modern theater of today. In this case, it's Stage Left's stage. He has been telling this story in bars and public squares and theaters and anywhere he can tell it all throughout the ages. In this case, he meets with us at this theater, let me say, and we'll get into this too, meets with the cameras who then extrapolate the tale to us because obviously we don't have a live audience at the theater. So we take advantage of that conceit as well. But the story is as old as time, as war is. And it's really a treatise on war, the war that seems never to leave our society. You know, when haven't we been at war, really? And the war within us as well. You know, all those little wars that we deal with through our rage or our personal demons. So, for example, one of my favorite little moments in the play is when the poet looks at us straight in the eye through the camera and says, you know how it feels when somebody cuts you off in traffic and the rage just comes and you just want to kill them? You know, that sort of personal war. And it's kind of a fascinating way to look at rage and hatred and extrapolate it out from our personal selves out to the world.
And as you mentioned, the camera, you know, for those of us who in the old cliched line love the smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd, then talk about how you have made this translation for our purposes now.
Well, you know, Vern, we all long for the day when we can actually have living, breathing bodies in a dark theater again to hear our stories. I mean, that's heaven on earth for us. But we can't, so we're doing the next best thing now. And really, I feel like we're embracing the tools that we have, we're lucky enough to have right now. And we're actually, we've produced this show in the theater. So when I directed it as a live theater piece. There wasn't a whole lot different that I did this time than I ever do when I'm directing theater. So that was, for me and for the rest of the folks that are involved in this, just such a wonderful exercise to be able to go back into a theater and safely and do our work. But the difference is there were cameras on us, and so we are able to film it and show it through a platform that will allow us. It's kind of some people might be familiar with the stage to screen series, whereby a staged production is simply shot with different angles and different cameras, and that's basically what we're doing. It's our own little local stage to screen, and then we present it to you as a live theater performance on tape.
So the cameras aim exclusively on the one character, the one person show, on the poet, or they have other views to also bring in?
We had three cameras all aimed at the stage, and through the post-production editing process, we've been able to tighten the view, tighten the shot, go close up, so that we have different views of this character. You know, luckily we only have one character on stage, and so we had the ability to place the cameras where we needed the camera at any given time. I mean, for the most part, we kept them stable, but there were times when we replaced the camera so we could get the view that we really wanted, keeping in mind that that's what our audience was going to see. So there are moments when our actor is very conscious of the camera and plays to the camera, sticks his face right in there to get his point across, but mostly... the actor is playing to what would be an audience in the theater. So it's just been an interesting process, and we've learned a lot along the way, but I'm very excited to see the finished product. My job sort of ended when we got everything in the can, and so the editors took it on after that. So we open tonight, actually, and so I'm excited to see the finished product. I haven't quite seen it yet. So
And Iliad, which is virtually opening tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Tomorrow night at 7, Sunday at 2, I believe, then Thursday through Sunday next week. And we'll get into exactly how to connect in a minute, but I want to stay for a moment on the play itself. So the language of the play, your main character is called the poet, and you've already expressed how this person is living in modern time and has taken what he has to say to whatever venue he could find. What is the language of the play? Is it a language of poetry, or is it a language of speeches delivered or reminiscences or what?
There's a real blend. For the most part, it's a contemporary language. However, you'll hear a smattering of Greek, ancient Greek. You'll hear some poetry directly from some lines directly from the Iliad, the original Iliad, based on a translation by Robert Fagles, which is the translation the playwrights chose to go with. Let me give a little bit of assignation here, an Iliad, our version here, is written by Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare. I think it originated. It was first produced about 13, maybe 17 years ago. Anyway, in the early 2000s, their impetus for this piece was the Iraqi war originally. And so it caused them to think about war in general and how to get their thoughts across about the universality and the brutality of war. And so they wrote this piece based on probably the greatest war story ever told, which is the Iliad. Going back to your original question, however, it's a contemporary telling, but you'll hear echoes of the original Iliad, but it brings it home in such a contemporary way that I don't have any issues about people not being able to relate to this poet and to relate to his story, and it's just a really beautiful retelling. Poet plays different characters based on the original story, but he also plays himself and giving commentary. There's a lot of humor in it, so folks who might think that this thing is just such a Debbie Downer, it really is an amazing piece because you will find yourself chuckling and laughing at some of the things that the poet has to say. He's got a very wry sense of humor and tells the tale in a very in a way I think that we can all relate to.
And Iliad, Friday, tonight and tomorrow night at 7, Sunday at 2, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, I believe those are the times, virtually from Stage Left Theater, and with Susan Hardy, the director, speaking now. What are any further mechanics about how one accesses this? Probably just to Google Stage Left Theater, or how does one get the tickets to do this?
Yeah, I think that's probably your best bet, stageleftheater.org. Go ahead and check out their website, and you'll be able to click on a link that will take you to the platform that will air the production is called ShowTix4U. So if you see that, you know you're on the right path to get your tickets. The tickets are $20 and $15 for military and seniors and students. Then you just... that's how you, and also you can check out their Facebook page. I believe there's a link on their Facebook page as well.
Sure. Is it a continuous play or does it have an intermission?
No, it's about a 90-minute piece with no intermission.
Okay. That's an Iliad opening tonight at Stage Left Theater. And what a treat to know that I'll be able to drive past and know that it's more alive than I feared at any one time.
Yeah, they've got Stage Left has been really very active through this whole COVID experience that we're having. They're coming up with an Iliad is part of a 4-play series. Stage Left is calling Alone Together series, and it's just a brilliant name for what we're doing here, because you know, we're all sort of alone together in this experience, and it will be a series of 4 one-person shows, an Iliad being the first of the 4, but intermittently we'll also have offerings including Masterpiece Monologues, which is a series of monologues, the next one in the series being a series of Greek monologues that will be coming up here pretty soon. And, of course, Stage Left's a usual wonderful array of festivals like Playwrights Playground, etc. So Jeremy Whittington and the folks over at Stage Left are doing a brilliant job of keeping theater alive in this venue, and we're all so, so grateful.
Lovely. And so this is, as you say, the first of this series. Susan Hardy, who's directing this one. It's interesting congruency, because even as we talk about Stage Left right now, I don't know if you heard the piece this morning about Cicely Tyson, the NPR piece on the radio about Cicely Tyson, but they ended with a clip from her one of her late appearances in Trip to Bountiful. And it was a deeply moving clip. And it reminded me of how deeply moved I was by the Trip to Bountiful that I saw at Stage Left a couple of years ago.
That was a beautiful production, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May I also add one very important thing?
Sure.
This whole series of shows, this Alone Together series, is made possible by a grant from the Spokane Arts Grant Awards. So a shout out to those folks who are really lifting us up and making this kind of theater possible at a time when we really need it. Everyone involved in this production is being paid a stipend, and so that's being made possible from that grant. So I just wanted to make sure folks knew that we're all lifting each other up in many different ways, and we're very grateful for that.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's essential, and Spokane Arts through this period has been doing everything they can. And as a matter of fact, speaking of those grants, it seems like nearly every time we turn around, they have a new grant opportunity with a new emphasis opening up. There's one right now, and so one by going to SpokaneArts.org can find out of their activities in general and their grants in particular. So yes, it is one of those grants from them, and we appreciate that. And so thank you very much, Susan Hardy, for all this information.
Thank you, Vern, for lifting us up and shedding a light on what we're doing. We really, really appreciate it.
Great. We'll look forward to having theater return. And I so miss all my theater friends. I will get to see you sometime.
It'll Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vern. Bye.